باسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الواحد أمين. كل سنة وحضراتكم طيبين. بمناسبة صوم الست العذراء, it's a blessed time of the year where we gathered together around the glorification for Saint Mary. Remember that through her God has given us salvation. If we go, my beloved, to the first chapter of Saint Luke, and it's highlighted in Injil Luke for the Annunciation to Saint Mary. لما الملاك جاء للست العذراء وبشرها, قالت كلمة, يعني we gonna just focus on one word that Saint Mary said. فقالت مريم هو ذا أنمة الرب ليكن لي كقولك. فقالت مريم هو ذا أنمة الرب ليكن لي كقولك. Saint Mary, in answering the annunciation of Archangel Gabriel, and we read this in the first chapter of Saint Luke, verse 28. She said to the angel, sorry, it's 38, not 28. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. And here she's speaking about herself. Say, behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. ليكن لك قولك. Let it be to me according to your word. Yani today, as I was thinking about what I'm going to share with you tonight, so I said, you know, it's good to have something around Saint Mary. And also, I felt that this small and simple word that she said, let it be according to your will, لِيَكُنْ لِكَ قَوْلَكَ, it can be a way of us handling so many things in our life. Especially when we feel that we are in tribulations, when we receive some negative news and all these things, we start to trouble and we start to question, where is God and what's going on and whether this is good or not. I feel كده as like uplifting my eye up to heaven and say, let it be according to your will. ليكن ليك قولك. انت رب بتقول اللي انت عايزه, وطالما ان انت اللي بتردد بالامور خلاص. Also, to link this to what we always say in the prayer of thanksgiving every day, we say, let us give thanks to the beneficent merciful God. نقول فلنشكر صانع الخيرات. The beneficent, meaning the maker of every good thing. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God. We call God the beneficent, the maker of all good things. فتعالوا كده نتأمن مع بعض موضوع صانع الخيرات ده. نقول فنشكر صانع الخيرات. وحقيقي فعلا ربنا هو صانع الخيرات. ربنا مش بيعمل حاجة بعيد عن ان هو يكون خير يعني. So I say to him, let it be to me according to your will, and I call him the beneficent. So in the midst of all tribulations, in the midst of everything that might happen in my life, I see through it and say, you, O Lord, you are beneficent, you are the maker of all good things, and let it be according to your word. أقوله كده, أنت رب هو صانع الخيرات. صانع الخيرات. صانع الخيرات يعني حتى لو جت ظروف يعني تعبتنا شوية, نقول كده في وصيها ربنا صانع الخيرات. He can change the negative into positive, and he can change the evil to our good. When we call him the beneficent or the maker of all good things, it doesn't mean that we will not face some troubles and problems in our life. And I want to tell you something as you listen to that. Maybe one would say, oh, you know, he doesn't know what I'm going through. And comparing to me, nobody can say such words. But believe me, my beloved, there are so many people who are going into sufferings. It doesn't have to be a physical suffering. It doesn't have to be problems. It doesn't have to be things that we are aware of. But there are so many people going into agony and suffering, you know, when they feel rejected, when they feel the burden of evil, the burden of the sin. There are so many ways of struggling. Fayani, it doesn't mean that a person who doesn't have a problem, as we identify problem nowadays, that he or she is not going through difficult times in life. But to give us hope, to give us endurance, we have to stick to this. God is a beneficent. God is a maker of all good things. Sana al-khayrat. This is God, and He will never change. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, tribulations will come, problems will come, but God will make us go through it. And He will change it to our benefit. And He will make us coming out of it more stronger and much better. So, Saint Mary is saying, let it be according to your will. Let me take you back to a story in the Old Testament. It's one of my favorite. We find it in the book of Samuel, the first book of Samuel, chapter 16. أخذ حضراتكم كده القصة جميلة خالص في صمويل الأول إصحاح 16. هيكون برضو موضوع محور تأملنا هو الله صنع الخيرات ونشوف ربنا بيشتغل إزاي. I'll read it in Arabic and then I'll read it in English. فقال رب لصمويل حتى متى تنوح على شاول وأنا قد رفضت عن أن يملك على إسرائيل. املأ قرنك دهنا وتعالى أرسلك إلى يسى البيت لحمي لأني قد رأيت لي في بنيه ملكا. فقال صموئيل كيف أذهب إن سمع شاول يقتلني؟ فقال رب خذ بيدك عجلا البقر وقل قد جئت لأذبح للرب ودع يسى إلى الذبيحة وأنا أعلمك ماذا تصنع وامسح لي الذي أقول لك عنه. First Samuel chapter 16. Then the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. فالحد هنا ربنا بيقول لصمويل أنا بعتك لبيت لحم هتروح لواحد اسمه يسى وهناك هقولك تعمل إيه. To this point, God is speaking to Samuel, say to him, I want you to go to Bethlehem, to a man called Jesse, and there I will show you what to do, I'll tell you what to do, and which one of his sons I will choose to be appointed as a king. Samuel was a great prophet, and he was speaking to God as you see here. But yet, when God gave him the message, God did not tell him, I want you to go, and I want to choose this person, and I want you to make him a king. There are things that are unknown to Samuel here. And this is exactly what's sometimes happening in our life. God does not give us all the plan. God, we believe in Him, we have faith in Him that He's a beneficent and merciful God. But yet we don't know what tomorrow would come. So it doesn't mean here that God is in act or in control. It doesn't mean that He will reveal everything to us. In the eye of the faith and having the faith in Him, we have to go through trusting that He is a beneficent. For God did not reveal to Samuel what to do. He wanted him, I want you to go, and there I will tell you. And this is what sometimes God wants us to do. I want you to go to this route, and then I will tell you. And in the middle of the way, we ask ourselves, you know, why can God give us a plan? I don't know where to go. I don't know whether it's going to be successful or a failure. I don't know. And we start to stumble. But you know what? As long as you have God on your side, as long as you are having a relationship with Him, you go. So this is number one, that God does not reveal everything to us. And it doesn't mean that when God doesn't reveal everything to us, it doesn't mean that God is not there or He's not in control. Here he's talking to Samuel, saying to him, go and I will show you what to do there. فالحد هنا صمويل رايح مش عارف هيعمل ايه ولا هيقابل مين ويختار مين ملك يعني. ففعل صمويل كما تكلم الرب وجاء إلى بيت لحم. فارتعد شيوخ المدينة عند استقباله وقالوا أسلام ما جئت، لأنه كان نبي كبير فحب يعني بيطمنوا بأنه هو ما يكونش جايب يعني حاجة مشكلة يعني. فقال سلام قد جئت لأذبح للرب، تقدسوا وتعالوا معي إلى الذبيحة. وقدس يسى وبنيه ودعاهم إلى الذبيحة. وكان لما جاءوا إنه رأى ألياب، ألياب ده كان أول ولاد يسى أكبر ولاده، فقال صمويل بقى بيقول لنفسه يعني، فقال أن أمام الرب مسيح يعني. هو وهو قاعد كده جابوا له أول ابن من أولاد يسى، فصمويل قال لنفسه أهو ده بقى أكيد اللي ربنا مختاره. فقال إن أمام الرب مسيح يعني هو ده اللي ربنا مختاره. فقال رب لصمويل لا تنظر إلى منظره وطول قامته لأني قد رفضته، لأنه ليس كما ينظر الإنسان، لأن الإنسان ينظر إلى العينين، أما الرب فأنا ينظر إلى القلب. I'll read this for you in English. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab. And Eliab is the elder son of Jesse. And then Samuel said to himself, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. When Samuel saw him, he saw that this is what God wanted him to be, a king. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And here to stop for this, because this is a very interesting point. Samuel شاف إلياب أول ولاد يسى وشافه طول بعرض وقال هو ده بقى اللي إيه شكله كده شكل ملك. هو ده اللي ربنا عايزه. فربنا قال له ما تبصش لمنظره لأني قد رفضته. وبعدين قال له بقى إن إيه إن الإنسان ينظر إلى العينين أما الرب فينظر إلى القلب. The outside appearance and the inside heart. When Samuel saw Eliab, he saw that he's a big stature, a very strong man, tall, you know. So he said to himself, surely this is what God wants to be, a king. But God said no. Man sees with the eyes at the outside appearance, but God sees through the heart. You know, sometimes we feel like our honor and our value and our appreciation to ourselves comes from the way people perceive about us. So this is why we have to look good. We have to be always in good shape in front of other people, regardless of what's the inside be. But this is not right. But it doesn't mean also that I neglect how I look from outside. One of the fathers put it in a wonderful way. Outside is important, inside is more important, inside comes first. يعني مش معنى كده الإنسان يهمل شكله ويقول بقى خلاص ما ربنا بصص للقلب يبقى أنا بشكلي من بره مش مهم. لا، لازم الإنسان يعتني برضه بجسمه، لأن جسمه ده عطية من عند ربنا. فواحد من الآباء قال كلمة جميلة، قال إيه؟ الخارج مهم، الداخل أهم، الداخل أولا. Outside is important, inside is more important, inside comes first. وبرضو واحد تاني قال كلمة جميلة جدا، قال إيه؟ احرص لألا يكون أغلى ما عندك هي الملابس التي ترتديها، لألا يكون قيمتك كإنسان هي قيمة الملابس اللي أنت تلبسها. احرص لألا يكون أغلى ما تمتلكه هو الملابس التي ترتديها، لألا تكون قيمتك هو قيمة الملابس التي ترتديها. يعني الإنسان بقى هو قيمة الملابس اللي هو لابسها، بس من جوه دي حاجة ما فهم لهاش تمن خالص. One of the fathers said, beware that your value would be only on what you wear, lest your value as a human being will become to be equal to exactly to what you wear. يعني I am what I'm wearing only. Inside has no value at all. Man sees at the eye, God looks at the heart. And this would mean that I have to please God more than pleasing men. I have to always look at God and He sees through me and He knows my value. So my value comes from inside, not from outside. فلحد هنا صمويل برضو إيه مش عارف مين اللي هيبقى ملك. فده كان أول ابن اليس اللي اسمه إلياب. فجاب رقم اثنين في ولاده اسمه أبي نداب. فدعاه يس فدعا يس أبي نداب ابنه الثاني وعبره أمام صموئيل فقال وهذا أيضا لم يختره الرب. وعبر يس شمة ثالث ولاده اسمه شمة فقال وهذا أيضا لم يختره الرب. وعبر يس بنيه السبعة 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 فقال صموئيل يس لم يختار الرب هؤلاء. So Jesse presented his second son. Samuel said, no, God did not choose this one. And his third son, and he said, no. And he passed seven of his sons, and none of them, God said to Samuel, he is the one. فقال صمويل ليس هل كملوا الغلمان؟ يعني هم دول كل الولاد اللي عندك؟ ما هو مش معقول ربنا يعني بيقول له تعالى روحت ليس وهناك هقول لك تختار مين ويبقى ما فيش حد منهم يعني. فقال ميسى بقى بيجاوب صمويل بيقول له ايه؟ فقال بقى بعض الصغير وهو زير على الغنم. فقال صمويل ياسى ارسل واتي به لاننا لا نجلس حتى ياتي لها هنا. فارسل واتى به وكان اشقر مع حلاوه العينين وحسن المنظر. فقال الرب قم امسحه لان هذا هو. فاخذ صمويل قرن الدهن ومسحه في وسط اخوته وحل روح الرب على داود من ذلك اليوم فصاعدا. ثم قام صمويل وذهب الى الرامة. So my beloved, after this, then thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went back to Ramah. So you see, the one who God chose, he was not even there. And if you link the notes, لو ناخد بالنا من ترتيب الأحداث, وجود صمويل في البلد كان حدث كبير جدا لأن الناس لما شوفوا خافوا جدا. فلما يجوا يعملوا بقى ذبيحة ويعزموا الناس عند يسى, مين اللي ما كانش موجود؟ داود. So it was a great event to be in Jesse's home, but yet David was not counted there. They didn't even care to call him and say, we have a great visitor in town. You have to come and be part of the sacrifice. And he passed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his sons. And then some will ask him, are all these your sons? Anybody else? And then he said, yes, the youngest one is still outside. بقى بعد الغلام وهو زير على الغنم. يعني يقول له, في واحد هو بره بيرعى الغنم. So this one who is forgotten, this one who has not been invited, this one who has not been invited and presented before Samuel is the one God chose. People forgot him, people did not appreciate him, but God wanted him. معنى كده ايه؟ ان ممكن ترتيب الاحداث تحصل ان انا وانت واي حد فينا ما يكونش لنا اي مكان في اي حدث. وربنا لو عايزك وعايزني وعايزك, ربنا هيرتب الأمور إن أنت تتحط في المكان ده. So it doesn't mean that I don't have the chance, or people are not recognizing me, or I'm not presented well, or people are usually forgetting me. It doesn't mean that يعني it's over. If God wants you in something, God will make things happen to get you in. Here it is. يعني why, يعني where is he? He's outside attending the sheep. So bring him in because we will not sit down until he comes. When we link all what we talked about in this passage, my beloved, لو نربط كل الحاجات اللي احنا يعني في ثلاث نقط مهمين. أول نقطة, ربنا مش بيكشف كل حاجة في وقتها. يقول لك روح, عايزك تمشي في المشوار ده وهقول لك بعدين. فبروح الإيمان نعرف أن ربنا هيرتب الأمور. نقول له ضبط الكل, نقول له صانع الخيرات. تاني حاجة أن ربنا بيبص على الداخل مش الخارج. ربنا يعرف القلب, الإنسان بينظر للعينين. يعني معنى كده أن تقييمنا الأمور اللي حوالينا لازم نخش للعمق, ما تبصش على اللي بره بس, بص على اللي جوه. تالت نقطة, أن حتى لو الظروف اللي حواليا بتقول لي الناس مش معبراني, أنا خارج الموضوع, الناس ناسي وكده, مش مهم, ربنا لو عايزك هيجيبك برضو. So there are three lessons from this passage, my beloved. God does not reveal everything to me in the plan. He tells me, go, I want you in this place, I want you to serve there, I want you to do this, I want you to take care of this. Be faithful and keep doing it. I might not have all the pieces together, but I am sure that as long as God is there, He knows. He is a beneficent. He is the maker of all good things. Number two, God does not look at the outside as people do. This means that I have to take care about the inside more than the outside in everything I do. You see the salt that you put in while cooking, you don't see it. Once you throw it in the pot, you don't see it anymore, but you can taste it. And you and I know exactly that for a very, very small amount of salt, the whole cook can be good one or can be bad one. Yani as much as this salt is a negligence, you know, it's something that we don't value. It's very cheap. And you throw it like this. But when you put it, the taste is different. It makes a difference. Yet you don't see it. And God calls us to be the salt of the earth because of this purpose. You don't give up. You don't say, people are not appreciating me, people are not recognizing me. And who told you that you're serving or you're doing this and that for people to recognize you? I always feel, my beloved, that the most blessed service is when people do not know anything about you, do not know anything about what you're doing. Only God knows. This is a blessed service. So God sees in the heart, man sees at the outside. And the third point is that even if people or the circumstances around you do not help for you to be part of it, and God wants you to be it, God will make the change and God will make everything to work to get you in. So don't worry. He is a beneficent, He is a maker of every good thing. نقول كده, أنت رب صانع الخيرات. تبص للقلب. مش عايز أعرف كل تفاصيل الخطة إيه. يكفيني جدا أن أنت تكون ضابط الكل. It's enough for me to know that you're beneficent, you're the Pontic Creator. So, back, my beloved, to what Saint Mary says, I am you, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. ونشوف القصص الجميلة دي في العهد القديم والعهد الجديد وفي الإنجيل عموما, ربنا قد إيه بيرتب الأمور, بيرتب الأمور. صلاة جميلة خالص مكونة يعني إيه؟ كلمات صغيرة جدا بنقولها في كل قداس. دبر حياتنا كما يليق, دبر حياتنا كما يليق. Manage our life as deemed fit. نقول له أنت رب دبر الأمور. I do my best in my side and you take care of the rest. كل سنة وحضراتكم طيبين, اذكرونا في صلواتكم دايما, لأن كل مجد وكرم لأن الأبد آمين.
كل سنة وانتم طيبين. حابب اسمكم كلكم نشكر أبونا بخيل على محبته وعلى وجوده معنا النهاردة, والكلمة الجميلة اللي فيها حياة التسليم الكامل لربنا ليكن ليك قولك. وزي ربنا بيبص باستمرار على القلب من جوه. نشكر أبونا وإن شاء الله يكون معنا في المرة التانية. إحنا ما قلناش ترانيم النهاردة عشان أبونا ابتدى على طول، فعايزين كده فين مايكل يقول لنا طلع علينا حاجة كده عشان نرنم كده للعذراء قبل ما نختم الاجتماع. ودايما بنقول يا جماعة المهم في النهضة الروحية مش بس المواظبة على التمجيد ومش بس المواظبة على الحضور وسماع العظة، لكن ياريت تبقى فرصة لعمل داخلي جوه القلب، يعني قراية أكتر في الإنجيل، تقديم توبة، قرع صدر، مصالحة مع الناس، بحيث تبقى نهضة من جوه زي ما هي نهضة من بره. احنا عارفينها انها نهضة من بره عشية وتمجيد وكده، لكن نحب كمان تبقى نهضة جوه القلب، والنهضة اللي جوه القلب بالتوبة ورجوع القلب لربنا، وتبقى حقيقي نهضة تفرح قلب ربنا وتفرح العذراء اللي احنا عايزين نفرح. هتفرح اكتر اكتر بان احنا نتمثل بصفاتها ونقدم حياة حلوة مقدسة نقية ونتعلم منها فضائل كتير. تفضلوا.